The Masters is underway in Augusta, Georgia, and so is the next chapter of Tiger Woods' career. After nearly 5 months of scandal, Woods chose the Masters for his return because of the protective bubble Augusta provides. But as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, that bubble only extends as far as the club's fence.
The Masters officially began at 7:50 this morning when the first group of players went off. Unofficially, it all began at 1:42 in the afternoon. That's when Tiger Woods, after smiling and waving to a cheering crowd, did what he's always done best. His opening drive went straight down the fairway, which was where he headed to try to win a golf tournament and in the process win back a bunch of fans. Meanwhile, outside the gates of cloistered Augusta National on adjacent Washington Road, the week-long free-for-all continued. A Hooters display sold suggestive Masters t-shirts. A guy selling discount jewelry held a sign that read, "Pulled a Tiger? Need to make amends?" And farther down the road, another day of sidewalk sales for a familiar face. Pro golfer John Daly isn't playing the Masters this year. All week he's been stationed in front of his massive touring bus hawking John Daly merchandise, and his fans have come.
Love the game, man.
Thank you.
Are you going back to the British Open this year?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Good luck over there, man.
Thank you.
Really rooting for you.
Appreciate it.
Think of Tiger Woods the way we used to, pre-scandal. Then think about his polar opposite, and you get John Daly. Chain-smoking, gambling, womanizing, getting drunk, and in trouble with the law. Daly's done it all, and he remains one of the most popular players on the tour. He also never promised anyone, through slick ad campaigns, image makers, and handlers, that he'd be any different. They lined up yesterday and bought his book, John Daly, Golf My Own Damn Way. All week, bucolic Augusta National has been Tiger Woods' safe haven, away from the outside. No jokes, no tabloids, no heckling. Security guards during his practice rounds reportedly carried mugshots of his alleged mistresses. The scandal hasn't been avoided. Billy Payne, the chairman of Augusta National, a club notorious for its past exclusion of anyone not white and male, delivered a stern message to Woods about morality.
It is not simply the degree of his conduct that is so egregious here. It is the fact that he disappointed all of us, and more importantly, our kids and our grandkids. Our hero did not live up to the expectations of the role model we sought for our children.
The strong words startled reporters who questioned Woods at his beginning of the week press conference, but who seemed most comfortable talking to other players and getting back to golf. Legendary champion Jack Nicklaus held court early in the week, at one point reminiscing about the awe he felt as a young man playing golf with an earlier legend, Ben Hogan.
My kind of guy to play with. We walked down the fairway, not nothing, pleasantries. When you hit a good shot, if he said it was a good shot, you knew darn well it was a good shot, because he didn't say it was a good shot, unless it was a good shot. And, you know, he went about his business, and I went about my business. I love that.
Nicklaus's story actually is relevant to the week's hot topic. It illustrates the succession of golf royalty, from Hogan to Nicklaus, now to Woods, and how the game survives that change at the top. The sport continues uncomfortably right now as the current transcendent star goes through his personal crisis, with the help of Nike. Last night, the first post-scandal ad debuted. Woods, somber, stares into the camera. The voice is of his late father.
I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
Woods' face dissolves, replaced by a white swoosh. The new Tiger, introspective. Believe in him. By Nike. Sound familiar? Tom Goldman, NPR News, Augusta.
And Tiger Woods wrapped up this first day of the tournament with his best score ever of the Masters opening round. He shot a 4 under par, 68.